The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 280, Return to Baldabar.
You see his quad? Where?
Look straight ahead, between those two tall pine trees.
Oh, I see it. Or at least I see something.
Let's check it out.
It's definitely somebody's quad. The engine is cool to the touch, so he's been gone a while.
Pappy here. We located the quad.
What's your 20?
About a mile south of the cabin. Looks like we're near a store.
I know right where you are. We were at that store. No one has seen him.
Where do you think he went?
There's a boat ramp and dock next to the store. I think he may have hopped a boat, which tells me he knows you're on his tail.
Quite possibly. If that's the case, he could be anywhere right now.
We have different agencies on the lookout for him. He's bound to be spotted sooner or later.
Could you possibly contact his Uncle Joe? Let him know we located his quad. I'm sending the coordinates.
Not a problem. I'll contact him now. What are your immediate plans?
Not much daylight left, so we'll head back to the car. Just call if anything shows up.
Will do.
All right, then. Thank you.
I take it they haven't seen him.
Nor has anyone else. Seems like he slipped out of the woods and slithered into the lake. Let's walk a little and see if we can pick up any kind of trail.
All right, but I wouldn't spend more than 30 minutes searching.
Yeah, it gets dark pretty fast this far north. I think I got something here.
Yeah, those look fresh. Looks like a boot print.
So we came prepared for the woods. These prints are headed west, towards the highway and the lake.
And Samuel said that no one spotted him.
That's right. They canvassed the area to no avail. He said there's a boat ramp and dock by the store.
So he's probably long gone by now.
Samuels has the New York State game wardens on the lookout for him. His photo has been distributed to law enforcement, so all's not lost.
We've done about all we can do here. I think it's time to head back.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Barb. I think the boss is waiting for me.
He's on the phone. He said he'll be right with you. Let's go in here.
I'm glad he could see me on such short notice.
This case is at the top of his priority list. Apparently, the IDF is taking this threat seriously.
I wonder what makes this case different from the others I've been on, like St. Louis, San Antonio, Houston?
Those targeted local hubs. This one is targeting our military and perhaps our government.
Quite frankly, Nelson and I think the whole operation is a bit more than Rage can handle. Their ranks have been decimated. Pierman told me that the Rage leadership has been captured and they're on their way to Baldabar prison.
There's always someone waiting in the wings to take over. Our intelligence seems to think it will be their top general.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Not a problem. Barb and I were just catching up. So, anything new?
I sent the chemical analysis of the cocaine residue you provided to our counterparts in Miami.
Now, when you say counterparts, are you talking straight homeland or IDF homeland?
Because of the sensitivity of the case, and since it involves Rage, the IDF side.
So did they learn anything?
The chemical signature is from a specific cartel in Colombia. Right now, we are working with IDF agents embedded with the DEA.
This sounds like it could get complicated.
Well, it doesn't just sound complicated. It is. They can't investigate something this big without involving the regular DEA or other agencies.
The plan is to get the very basics before the real agency is brought in on the operation.
We should be able to follow the drugs to Miami, then up the I-95 corridor. If we can catch the mules, we can try to flip them.
That would be great. I wonder if these mules have any idea about Rage.
I seriously doubt it. Rage keeps a pretty low profile and limits itself to the number of helpers used.
We believe that the Lees are solely involved in the drug scheme as a way of financing Rage. We don't think that they are directly involved in Operation Ralph.
Then why the map? And more importantly, why bomb their business?
Right now, everything is theory. It's possible that the Lees just got spooked when they learned about Operation Ralph and destroyed everything rather than go down for treason.
But that would mean walking away from Rage, and that's very hard to do. They would need strong IDF support like we gave Scarlet.
That's true, and they don't have IDF support.
Then it seems to me we need to catch them before anyone else does.
I'll let you know as soon as anything breaks. In the meantime, we'll keep a close eye on the marked bridges and the two internet hubs.
I also want you to keep an eye out for any connection with my case, Thornton's, and Jim's. They all have a Russian connection.
I'm working closely with Jim on his arms dealer, and we're also working with Thornton. If we can find any link, I will be sure to let you know.
All right. I guess I'll get myself back to the lab with Nelson. I'm sure something will break soon enough.
Are the docking stations ready?
Everything is set. The deep space STIP is charged and is docked at the Nader node.
As soon as Agents Simon and Slane board, we'll get them into the STIP. George, once the STIP is occupied, open a channel to the controller for Agent Simon.
I will have the link ready.
How long do we expect our guests to stay?
As I understand it, they will all be going to the surface to meet with the controller. Jafra will be transporting his two prisoners to Boldabar.
Again? Maybe they won't escape this time. So I take it Jafra will depart first with one of the pilots and then the others will follow?
Yes. They want to give him time to drop off his prisoners and then go to meet the controller.
So we'll only have them for a short time.
Are you planning a party, Andrews?
No, sir. Just a little welcoming. We don't get a lot of visitors up here.
The Mercury is hailing on Monitor 1.
Boldabar Space Station, this is the Mercury and the Prometheus on approach for docking.
Welcome back. We are ready for docking. We will commence with the Mercury first.
Very well. We'll await your orders.
Capture Bolton armed and ready. Closing speed is within standard parameters. We are go for docking. Going to auto docking procedures. George, controls are yours.
Mercury, go to override control. I will dock you.
Negative. On override.
Mercury, I say again, go to override for docking.
My auditory circuits are functioning properly. Negative. On override.
Mercury, I am programmed to dock the ship.
As am I.
Didn't this happen once before?
I am a Series 4 Robonaut programmed to operate this space station. Go to override.
And I am also a Series 4 Robonaut, and the safety and operation of this ship is my responsibility.
This is getting interesting.
Do we have a problem here?
Sir, I don't believe your Robonaut wants to relinquish control of your ship.
Georgia, I believe the protocol is for the BSS computer to dock all vessels.
I believe we had this discussion the last time we docked. Evidently, this Robo-4 has a problem with its short-term memory circuits.
My circuits are functioning perfectly. Your protocol memory has failed.
Look, one of you do something before we crash into the BSS.
I have a proposal.
I am listening.
I will dock the Mercury. And you can dock the Prometheus.
In the interest of time, I accept your proposal.
Thank goodness for that.
Prometheus, enter the control code I am sending.
Control code entered. You have control of our ship.
Rate of closure within parameters. Prepare for docking.
We are secured in our seats and awaiting docking.
Docking in 5, 4, 3, 2,
we are docked.
1. Docked.
You were a little behind. Perhaps you didn't get the last upgrade. I will be happy to send it to you.
I am fully up to date. I prefer safety over speed.
All right, you two. That's enough. I'm going to have to ask you to kiss and make up.
We do not have lips. That is not possible.
Fortunate for me.
Pressurize the airlocks.
Airlocks pressurizing.
We'll take the Prometheus crew first. Once the airlock opens, please remain there for decontamination protocols.
We copy.
Bravo airlock at pressure. Clear to egress the Prometheus. Remain in place for decontamination. Decontamination is complete. Bulkhead door opening.
Welcome aboard the Boldabar Space Station.
Thank you, Commander Sims. I believe you know the crew, Lenora, Marco, and Gabby. Our pilot, Liam, will remain on board to assist in the decontamination inspection.
Yes, good to see everyone again. The Deep Space Stip is ready for you.
Excellent. I will wait for Agent Slane, then I'd like to have some parting words with the Mercury crew.
Mercury airlock pressurized. Enter chamber for decontamination.
Mercury, you are cleared aboard. Welcome aboard the Boldabar Space Station.
Commander, good to see you again. I think you know Captain Tam and Agent Slane. Joffre and Joe Mack will remain on board to assist with the inspection and guard our prisoners.
I'll get started on the decon inspections now.
Before you start, I have something to say. Could you have George open a channel to the Mercury and the Prometheus?
George, open a channel to both ships, please.
Channel open on Monitor 1.
Joffre, is Joe Mack there?
Yes, he's right here.
Before I go, I want to share something with you that I have already shared with my crew. You know that during the Galactic Wars, the planet where I was stationed was destroyed by Rage, and I lost my family.
Yes, we know that was very devastating for you. Are you trying to say that we're your family now?
That goes without saying, but no. All of you know Lenora's story. She too lost her family and was raised by Rage.
Is that why you two work so well together? I think your planet's saying is birds of a feather.
That's partly the reason. I've always felt a close connection to Agent Simon, even when I was his prisoner along with Lister. It was when we were at the mercenary camp on Titan III that I saw Lister's true nature.
Yes, you turned your back on Rage and joined the IDF.
I came here to the BSS for a briefing, and George revealed something to me. Please tell them, George.
I did a full bio workup on Lenora and found that her DNA was a perfect match to Agent Simon's. He is her biological father.
That's incredible news. I don't know what to say.
Well, right now, it's goodbye. Lenora is joining Slane and myself back home to London.
That's fantastic, Tony. Your chariot awaits you. Commander, the decon inspection is almost complete. I will escort our travelers to the Nadir module.
Well, with shocking news like that, all we can say is farewell and good luck.
Oh, good morning, you two. What happened? Did you have to stop for another breakfast?
Nope, just one long one.
Those all-you-can-eat buffets are the greatest thing since sliced bread, which I like a lot.
You know, we're gonna have to start disguising ourselves if you keep going back so often to fill your plate.
Hey, I went pretty easy on them.
So we're not really that late. Are you just early?
Yeah, I came in early to follow up on the weapons bust you witnessed.
Well, did you find anything new?
Perriman did. That photo you took was pretty high resolution. Perriman's team was able to enhance and enlarge it. One of the so-called cops didn't have his sunglasses on.
Please tell me they got a match.
Okay, they got a match.
For real?
Yes, for real. I'm not sure we're ready for this, though.
Wait, let me sit down for this. I'd hate to faint on two full stomachs.
He's with Homeland Security.
Wait, what? Homeland Security?
Yes, the guy without the shades is from Homeland Security. And he's part of the anti-domestic terrorism group.
Now I'm confused. Kate is part of Homeland, and they said they're not involved.
Unfortunately, that doesn't mean much. Her job's dealing with Chinese becoming American citizens.
But what about Holiday? He's one of their directors. Wouldn't he know?
He'd be more privy to IDF operations. Evidently, this is a need-to-know operation. And like they say,
he didn't need to know.
So what do we do now?
I guess the first thing for you to do is to contact your sister and let her know what you found. Evidently, this is not IDF related.
Couldn't that turn out to be a problem if our case gets taken over by Homeland?
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, and I'm sure it won't be the last. problem is what happens if the regular Homeland agents cross paths with Rage.
I say it's not our problem. Who's going to believe that there are aliens living and working right here among us? If I went up to one and said, "Hello, I'm San from the planet Haga. I have two stomachs, and most of my alien brothers have six fingers."
I guess I'd be visiting you at the Funny Farm.
They have a farm where they raise comedians?
Yeah, it's called the U.S. Congress.
You got that right. No, Sam, that's just what some people call a hospital for the mentally disabled.
Well, that doesn't sound very sensitive.
Oh, don't mind him, Sam. He's so old school, he thinks his flip phone is cutting-edge technology.
Hey, look, it does everything I need.
No, he's so old school that he has partially filled S&H green stamp booklets.
Green stamp?
See?
All right, you two, that's enough for one day. But to your point, Sam, exposing Rage to non-IDF people would be crazy. Would you believe it?
You're right. Remember those fighter pilots who recorded the famous Tic Tac UFO? It was years before the DOD released the videos. Airline pilots used to lose their jobs if they reported a UFO.
Yeah, they even changed the name to UAP.
All I can say is good luck with that one, Kate.
Good morning. How'd you go with Holiday?
They were able to link the cocaine to a specific cartel in South America. The IDF side of Homeland is working with counterparts in the DEA. Since it involves Rage, they need to keep non-IDF agents out of this.
That's going to be hard to do.
About the best they can do is to pass off Rage as a new gang or cartel. It's going to be tricky. Holiday's under the impression that the Lees are in this just for the drug trade.
That fits in with our theory that they bombed their business and skipped town. They found out what they were mixed up in and made a run for it.
It still doesn't explain why they had the map.
But they tried to destroy it. I think they got themselves in over their heads and headed for Florida.
With them in Florida, it's out of our hands. We can continue to investigate the bombing. Hernandez will want us to close out this case.
At the same time, we need to work on this Ralph thing.
I'm not sure where we go from here. It's becoming more of a wait-and-see thing. It's Jim. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Slugger. You ready for more complications?
I don't know. More for you or for me?
More for both of us.
Well, this should be interesting. What's happened now?
Well, you remember I told you that we had no idea who made that bust on my man McMillan and the Russian?
Yeah, we went through every agency and no one is claiming responsibility.
Well, you better look closer. A lot closer. We got a positive facial recognition from Pyramid.
From the one photo you took?
Yep, Pyramid got a positive match. He's a member of Homeland Security.
He's with us? Is he sure about that? Because Holiday said there was nothing on our end.
Well, you know, it must be a need-to-know thing. We have the guy's name. I'll text you all the info I have, and maybe you can get back to Holiday with it.
I sure will. I just left the office not too long ago. He didn't say anything about this.
That's probably because he didn't know. Most likely an undercover operation or Homeland has a spy in the ranks.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the info. We'll get right on this.
Sure thing.
I do not like this, General.
What are your concerns?
I do not like being on this rock. Dependent upon Zardoz and his pirates.
This is what we call a symbiotic relationship. They need us, and we need them.
Like I said, I don't like the thought of being dependent upon someone. We are Rage. They are nothing but pirates.
Yes, but as pirates, they know this sector of space better than anyone. We can go on some of their raids and gather glorious bounty, enough riches to start a new army.
I still don't like it. I would prefer to steal one of their ships loaded with bounty and head for Rage territory.
Enough of that talk. Zardoz approaches.
I trust you found your quarters suitable.
Yes, they were most adequate. We don't want to get too comfortable, Zardoz. We have much work ahead of us.
I understand, General Hanaka. Assist us with a few raids and you can be on your way.
A few? What is a few?
We don't go by number, guard, but by quality. One good score and it may be enough for you to leave.
I see. Then I hope you pick your targets very carefully. If we go on a raid with you, we want it to be very profitable.
No need to concern yourself. We are quite selective.
You mean like trying to attack the Mercury and the Prometheus?
That was an unfortunate miscalculation by one of our raiding parties. They did not expect 3 escorts piloted by such excellent pilots.
That concerns me.
As it does me. What else did you miscalculate?
I have dealt with that, team leader. I do not tolerate failure on any level.
I am beginning to develop respect for you, Zardoz.
And when would you like us to accompany you on a raid?
Soon. Our scouts are out searching for a ship to raid.
Tell me, Zardoz, have you ever raided a village or settlement? With a big enough force, you could surprise a village and plunder it before help could arrive.
That is a rage tactic. We don't wish to attack civilians. It is much easier and more profitable to hit the vessels of big companies. Everything is new and still in shipping crates.
I suppose that is the easy way of doing things, but our methods yield more bounty.
This is our way. You can do it your way when you get your own army.
Personally, Zardoz? I can't wait.
I believe when you see the cargo hull of your first ship, you will change your mind. Pallet upon pallet of treasure.
You make it sound promising. We will go with you on one of these raids. I'll let you know if I am impressed or not.
Good morning.
Good morning. I see you here getting an early start.
I checked in with the sheriff's office. No one has seen Meredith. I don't know how he could just walk right out of those woods and disappear.
Does seem odd. There were no reports from the state game wardens?
Nothing. I know the lake is about 16 miles long, but it's patrolled well by the game wardens.
Well, it was getting dark. Maybe he hid in the tree line until it was dark.
Yes, but where would he go? He didn't have a car, and he left the quad in the woods.
I checked with Detective Samuels, and no one reported renting a boat yesterday to anyone matching Meredith's description. That can only mean one of two things.
He's still hiding in the woods somewhere.
Well, someone picked him up.
I think if that is what happened, he was either picked up by a family member or Rage.
I don't think Joe would help him, and there really isn't a lot of family around.
We have to think. Why did he come back here in the first place? I'm sure it wasn't to repay his bookie. I think this is a predetermined point to pick him up.
By Rage?
Yes. This is where they found him in the first place.
Makes sense.
We found him. The state police located him with facial recognition cameras.
Well, let's go get him.
We can't. He boarded a private jet and is in the air.
Did they file a flight plan?
They filed for Reagan National.
Back to D.C.?
Possibly. They turned off their transponder so they can't be tracked.
Is Meredith headed back to D.C., the place he just left? What will the crew learn from the controller as Simon, Slane, and Lenora head home? And will Kate find the connection between the Lees and Operation Ralph? Find out in our next episode, Airborne.